Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
Welcome back to Burden and Blessing and our Word of the Week. Today we're taking a look at the word doctrine. Now, sometimes we get a negative connotation in our minds about doctrine. It's perceived in our 21st century as an outdated term, perhaps. Some people see it as a term only used by theologians or scholars sitting in an ivory tower somewhere, a word that perhaps doesn't really have a lot of value for the everyday Christian. Well, those connotations come along with that word today, sadly, because God's word holds doctrine in high regard. In fact, it's one of the most important and fundamental concepts of our Christian faith. When we use the word doctrine, we're referring to a teaching from God. A doctrine from the Bible is something that we know that God has spoken clearly and definitively about. A doctrine does not change because God's standards and priorities and commands on things do not change. And so when we have doctrines, we know that we have a certain stability in our faith that we can go back to time and time again. When we see doctrines in the Bible and we bring those doctrines out of the scriptures to teach and explain to others, we have an unchangeable standard of teaching that we can give to any person for any generation. And so even though many people see doctrine as something that's outdated, actually it has a very timeless quality to it. Now, that word doctrine is used in many different areas in the Bible, but we're going to highlight a couple of important areas. Many times it comes from the New Testament because the New Testament was the era in which the Bible was complete and put together for Christians to use. It's not that doctrines were not used or established in the Old Testament, but it became kind of the centerpiece of New Testament worship and use. Acts 2:42 tells us that the early Christians continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and that included the breaking of bread and prayer. Romans chapter 6 tells us that doctrine is able to bring us a message of deliverance. Paul says, "God be thanked that though you were slaves of sin, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered, and having been set free from sin, you became slaves of righteousness." God's teaching contains many different thoughts, and what we do as Christians nowadays is we take the doctrines or teachings out of the Bible and we put them into resources to use for Christian education and training. Perhaps the most commonly used resource in that regard is Martin Luther's Small Catechism. It's really a handbook of Christian doctrine. Luther has taken the teachings that God has given us in his word, the things that God has spoken clearly about, and put them into a resource so that we can use them and make reference to them. And so although there are a multitude of different teachings in God's word, really the two most important teachings in the Christian's life are the law and the gospel. Romans 6 brings that out very well, where it describes the gospel as that form of doctrine to which you were delivered to take you from being a slave of sin to being a slave of righteousness for God. Now, the gospel does not mean that we achieve or win God's salvation by following a set of teachings from God. But it's there to tell us that even the message of salvation in Jesus Christ is a rock-solid, unchangeable doctrine or teaching from God, something that we can learn about, something we can use in our lives. Doctrine is also used throughout the New Testament to warn believers about beliefs and philosophies that would lead them astray in their faith. And in that sense, we understand that a lot of times the Bible talks about false doctrine. Doctrine that does not come from God, things that God himself did not teach. Paul says to the Ephesians in Ephesians 4, verse 14, that you should no longer be children, tossed to and fro and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, in the cunning craftiness and deceitful plotting. You know, the section of scripture that uses the word doctrine the most are Paul's pastoral epistles, 1st and 2nd Timothy and Titus. These are letters that Paul wrote to young pastors. And obviously, a lot of what is contained in those letters is going to have value for what it means to be a faithful preacher or minister of God's word. And throughout those letters, 15 times the word doctrine comes up. 1 Timothy 4:16 gives us a taste of where Paul comes from as he uses the word doctrine. He tells Timothy, take heed to yourself and to the doctrine, continue in them, for in so doing this, you will save both yourself and those who hear you. The word sound or healthy is oftentimes also attached to the word doctrine in the pastoral epistles, where Paul says, don't just teach things, but teach what is healthy. And that is obviously what comes from God alone. The last reference that is of significance, at least for our podcast today, about doctrine is 2 John 1 verse 9. Whoever transgresses and does not abide in the doctrine of Christ does not have God. He who abides in the doctrine of Christ has both the Father and the Son. That passage from John perhaps gives us the most important use of doctrine, and that's knowing who Jesus is and what he's done for us. Without doctrine, without teaching from God, we would just be subject to the opinions of the world and the philosophies of mankind. But God gives us doctrine so that we would know for sure for each generation of Christians, young and old, who Jesus is, what he has done, and what other things God has to say in his word. So when it comes to our faith lives today, doctrine is one of the most important words we can use, and certainly something we should all understand.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.